Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast. I'm so glad that you've taken some time to spend with me today. We're going to look at a story about Jesus ascending into heaven and him giving some instructions to his disciples, which we call his commission or the Great Commission of Jesus. Now, there are a couple of questions that come out of this story that we're going to wrestle with today. Now, before we get into all of that, let me fill you in on a bit of background. Jesus died on a cross. He was crucified. And after he died on that cross, his body was taken down and he was buried in a tomb. 3 days later, he rose back to life. And we can know that he rose back to life because he appeared to his disciples and to many of his other followers. But not only that, he appeared at one time to over 500 people. Now, that's one of the proofs that Jesus actually rose back to life. Now, at this point in the story, Jesus has been with his disciples and with other people at various points after his resurrection. And he is about to say goodbye and go back into heaven and be there. Now, before he does that, he gives some really important instructions. And Matthew chapter 28, one of the more popular accounts of the Great Commission, it records Jesus saying this in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Now, I'd like to spend a little bit more time in Luke's account that he writes in chapter 1, verses 6 through 11 of the book of Acts. Now, in this story, he gives a little bit of a different take on things. So listen to what he has to say here. "So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, 'Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom?' He replied, 'The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.' After saying this, he was taken up into a cloud while they were watching, and they could no longer see him. As they strained to see him rising into heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood among them. 'Men of Galilee,' they said, 'why are you standing here staring into heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go.'" I'd like to point out four things that we read in Luke's account that I think is important for today's lesson. In verse 6, we read that the disciples were expecting that the kingdom of Israel would be reestablished and they would be freed from the occupation of the Roman Empire. Now, Jesus doesn't explicitly say that this won't happen, but he also doesn't explicitly say that this will happen. He simply says that these times and these things aren't for them to know. The time, the date, what will happen, that's in God's hands, that's God's plans. And I find it really quite interesting. There are times when I have my expectations and my understanding of how things are going to play out that is contrary or different to what God's plans are. And it's not that I mean have wrong plans or have ill will, I should say, but it is to say that they're not, my ideas and my thoughts, my plans are not perfectly aligned with God's. And so I think that's pretty common. I think that's really important for us to understand here in this text. Couple other things. Jesus promises that the Holy Spirit would come and that they will receive power from the Holy Spirit. And that he would ask them, or he is expecting them, or that he knows that they will tell people about him, that they would tell the story of Jesus to other people. Finally, in verses 9 through 11, Jesus goes into heaven, and the disciples are told that that Jesus will one day return in the same way that he left. And so that's something that we can look to when we can be sure that on Jesus' second coming, that he's going to return in the same manner that he left. Something that's really important for us to keep in mind as we wait, prayerfully wait, expectingly, for Jesus' second coming. So I mentioned that you have a couple of choices, and this is true. We all have a couple of choices as we read through this passage of Scripture. Now, followers of Christ have power from the Holy Spirit. This is a really important key takeaway. For some, that makes them feel a little uncomfortable when they hear those words. And for others, they're excited to hear that they're going to receive power from God through the Holy Spirit. The question I think that we need to ask is, will you live by the leading of the Holy Spirit? Now, this is a critically important question for us all to answer. And if we answer this well, we can be sure that God will do some pretty amazing things in us and through us by the Holy Spirit's power. Now, the second point is this. Followers of Christ have a story to tell. And so the question that you must wrestle with is, will you tell other people about Christ? Will you tell them the story of Jesus and allow them to make a decision whether to follow Jesus or follow their own way? Now, these two points, this idea of the Holy Spirit and his power and leading, and telling other people about Jesus, these things play out in a story found in Acts chapter 2. The Holy Spirit comes upon the disciples in what's known as Pentecost. And these disciples are praying, and what looks like tongues of fire rest upon each of them. And then they go outside, they leave this upper room of this home that they are in where they're praying, they go outside, and they begin to tell other people the story of Jesus. Now, what's really interesting here is that they don't just tell the story of Jesus, but they're given power by the Holy Spirit to speak languages that they never before spoke. So as they're telling the story, all these foreigners who are not from the area are hearing this story of Jesus in their own language, and they're puzzled. How can we each hear the story and understand in our own language? And they come up with all these interesting explanations for it. At the end of the time there, thousands of people are giving their lives to Christ, dedicating their lives to following Jesus, just like the disciples were. This is a great example of the Holy Spirit leading the disciples out of the building to share the story of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit giving them power to speak in other languages so that people can understand the story of Jesus. What an incredible explanation or example of what God is wanting to do in us and his instruction of the Great Commission. So let's back up just a little bit. As Jesus was saying goodbye, as he's making his final remarks, that the disciples have a question for him. And it reveals their idea of what's going to happen. In fact, it more specifically, it reveals kind of their agenda of what ought to happen in God's kingdom, how things should play out. And that's really not what happens at all. It doesn't play out like the disciples had in mind. And at some point, the disciples had to submit their will, their way, to the Holy Spirit's leading in their lives. And I think the same can be said for us. We have our own ideas of how God should and shouldn't work in this world today. And quite frankly, it doesn't matter. What matters is God's agenda. What matters is God's plan and how we submit to His leading, His promptings, be obedient to the Holy Spirit, and allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us. So like the disciples, we must learn to submit to the Holy Spirit and His work in our lives. So let's bring this down to real time, to our everyday lives. What does this look like for you in your routines and your schedules and the day-to-day life that you live? Jesus has given you the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you, for you to live by His power. So we need to learn to listen and sense the promptings of the Holy Spirit and to follow those promptings. One of the best ways I know how to do this, and is demonstrated in Acts chapter 2, is through prayer. We must be people of prayer and to learn to listen as we pray. Not just talk, but listen to the Holy Spirit and what He has to say to us. So have a conversation with God and spend some time asking God questions. If He's silent, perhaps it's a different question you need to ask. Maybe it's an indication of your own agenda and how something needs to be submitted to Christ. And you pick up God's agenda, His plans for you. The second way that you can do this, and I really enjoy this way as well, and it's pretty similar, but it's just including people in that. Having a conversation with friends who are also followers of Christ, praying together and listening together to the Holy Spirit and His promptings and His leadings. So do that every day. Do that regularly. What does it look like for you to get up in the morning and have a time of prayer with God? What does it look like for you to have conversations with a friend and both of you together asking God to lead you in prayer? Take time to pray. Listen to His leading. Now, the second thing is we all have a story to tell. We all have a story of Jesus Christ to tell. It's the same story, but it also has some unique things about how God has worked in our own lives. Tell the story of Jesus. Get good at it. Practice this story. Take some time with your friends, perhaps, telling the story of Jesus. So when you are with people who do not yet know Christ, you can be ready to give them your story about Jesus. What fears do you have? What anxieties do you have about maybe telling other people about Jesus? Share these fears, these anxieties that you might have with some friends. Talk through those things. What are some ways that you can get over and past these things? You know, there are certain times that when we face certain fears that we just have to jump. I remember doing some cliff jumping into a lake. And there was a time where there wasn't anything I could do to make it more safe. I just had to step out and jump. And there are times when you're going to have to just step out on the edge and begin telling the story. And you might be doing it with some fear, and that's okay, because the Holy Spirit has power for you to work. That does not mean you won't feel fear. That simply means the Holy Spirit will be active and working in the midst of the story that you're sharing. Hey, I've asked a lot of questions in today's episode, and it wouldn't be a bad idea for you to circle back to some of those questions and discuss them. But I do have three questions for us today to discuss. So the first question is this: name one thing you could do to be better connected with the Holy Spirit. Hit pause and discuss. Question two: what part or parts of Jesus' story do you need to learn more about? Hit pause and share. Question number 3. Who should you share Jesus' story with? Be specific and create a short list of names. Hit pause and discuss. Friends, listen to me. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. So share the story about Jesus. It's essential that people know the story about Jesus in order to grow in a relationship with Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for taking just a little bit of your day, spending it with me, listening to the Bible Story Podcast. Hey, summer camps at Covenant Bay are filling up, and we already have a wait list for one of our camp sessions. So don't delay. Get registered as soon as you can if you plan on attending summer camps. We don't want you to miss out. You can find more information at covenantbay.ca. Hey, close your time in prayer and connect and encourage one another throughout this week. Have a great day.